My name is Albert Chu. I'm a Senior Product Manager in the Azure Marketing Team, and I'm joined by Amit Srivastava today. He is a Principal Program Manager in the Azure Front Door Team. And our topic today is on securely deliver mission-critical applications with Azure Front Door. Over to you, Amit.
Thank you, Albert. So with that, let's get started. As Albert mentioned, today's series is how you deliver mission-critical applications with Azure Front Door. The key success criteria for your application are high availability, scalability, resiliency, and I'll demonstrate how Azure Front Door offers you these capabilities. And I'm also going to make a few announcements on the new capabilities which we are launching today. Just a little bit of background. Azure Front Door is a combination of CDN and dynamic site acceleration with global load balancing capabilities. In this market space, we are seeing that there is an evolution of CDNs evolving from static content delivery, file downloads, media optimization, and moving more towards dynamic site acceleration, a huge emphasis on security, API-based development, as well as full customizability using serverless compute at the edge. Azure Front Door is adopting these key tenets. And with that, let's go into the next slide. We'll talk a little bit about Microsoft Global Delivery Network. Microsoft operates one of the biggest cloud networks in the world. And Azure Front Door benefits from this vast network. Today, we have 162 POPs and more coming every month. We are deployed over 1,000 racks, and we are able to do more than 50 Tbps of traffic and 30 million RPS. This capacity is continuously being enhanced, and as time progresses, you will see more and more capacity being added. Today, 85% of the world population is within 25 milliseconds of Microsoft's network. As I mentioned, we are continuously both adding more capacity and making it more efficient. So by the time this video publishes, you will have seen probably more capacity added, more POPs, more metros added to our network. Now transitioning to Front Door as a platform. Front Door was launched in 2019, but it has been around within Microsoft for a very long time. It is a battle-tested platform on which many of Azure's and Microsoft's biggest entities run today. To give you some background, Front Door launched in 2012, primarily with Bing as its customer. This network enables Bing to operate at scale and with minimal latency. We expanded Front Door and it onboarded a lot of Office, Xbox, many of Azure's entities itself run on Front Door. Very recently, LinkedIn onboarded 100% of its traffic to Front Door, doing more than 650,000 requests per second on the same platform. And at the same time, they have achieved average improvement in page load time by around 20% in many parts of the world. So that gives you an idea of both the scale of the platform as well as the years of experience we have in managing, operating, and running this platform. And now we have made this same platform available to our third-party customers, external customers as well. Moving forward, let me give you a little bit of background on the application delivery product portfolio and how it combines with security portfolio in Azure, and what we are doing, which brings me to the next segment of what we are evolving the platform into. So today you see Azure Front Door and Azure CDN are offered as two different services, two different products, one optimized for dynamic delivery and one optimized for static delivery. In the same product portfolio, we have Application Gateway, which is a regional layer 7 application delivery controller as a service. Now, I'm only talking about layer 7 web application delivery product suites. There are other things in Azure, for example, Traffic Manager, Azure Load Balancer, which cater towards layer 3, layer 4 traffic as well. I'm not covering them here. Now, once you have chosen your layer 7 application delivery product, you have various choices to secure them, which is obviously the very next question customers have. And here we offer Web Application Firewall, Azure DDoS Protection, and Azure Firewall. Once you have chosen your application delivery suite, you run the security on that suite. We have made it very easy to integrate security with your choice of application delivery. One thing you would have noticed in this diagram is that front door and CDN both operate at edge, but you are required to create two different endpoints today to take advantage of both those secure and dynamic site acceleration capabilities. So we are simplifying our customer experience, and we are bringing front door and CDN capabilities combined together into a single SKU. And that's a great segue into my next slide. So today, we are launching two new SKUs on Azure Front Door. And as I mentioned, these new SKUs will cater to both the static and the dynamic side of the market. We are also very closely integrating security directly into these SKUs. So you will very shortly see that we have a standard SKU, which caters to static and dynamic site acceleration. And then we have a premium SKU, which has all the capabilities of standard, but also combines security. And I'll make more announcements in security very shortly. So what are the key capabilities over here? One, we are leading with security. Security is one of the key pillars in our product suite. And with security, we are offering all layers of security from layer 3, layer 4 with our DDoS protection capabilities, to layer 7 capabilities with WAF. And then another key vector we are seeing, especially when you are operating at the edge, is automated attacks. So we are very happy to announce bot protection, bot mitigation capabilities baked into the same platform as well. We are a global load balancer, which can offer many smart routing capabilities, be it priority-driven routing, latency-driven routing, be it URL path-based routing, and we also offer a fully customizable rules engine where you can do much more. You could do geography-based routing and many other capabilities which you can do fully at your hands with the rules engine. We are integrating all the feature sets you see in today's Azure's Microsoft Standard CDN. So you will get all of the latency benefits, all of the caching benefits directly into the front door platform as well. You are no longer required to create two different endpoints, one for CDN and one for front door. Just with one single endpoint, you are getting all the static acceleration, as well as global load balancing and dynamic site acceleration, which front door provides. And we are providing all of these in a fully API-driven, developer-friendly service. There is no other API. There is nothing which is available only through portal. Everything which we announce and everything which we provide is driven by a REST API and also provides integration with our CLIs, our PowerShell commandlets, our SDKs in various languages, and our Terraform integration. So we are keeping developer in front and center and providing all of these capabilities for fully automated experience on the platform. With that, I will go into a few new capabilities and screenshots before going into a demo. So with that, let's transition. One of the key things which we are very happy to announce today is integration with private link services. Now, when you provision the new SKUs of Azure Front Door, immediately you will see two choices in front of you: a quick create and an advanced fully customizable create. In this slide, you are seeing the quick create experience. And it shows how easy we have made to integrate many Azure services. For example, storage, API management, application gateway, Azure web apps. Once you choose an origin, all you need to do is click on a simple box which says enable private link access. Now, if your originating service, for example, app service, was exposing itself as a private link enabled service, then Frontdoor will do all the background work to enable public to private connectivity directly. So we do all the hard work. You don't have to configure anything. This is the first industry, first CDN, which is going to do this direct private integration using private link. So imagine you have a public facing site and on the background, you are running an Azure storage or web app, or you are running your own web applications in front of Azure load balancer. You can expose the Azure load balancer as a private link service, or you can enable private link on your storage or app service. And once you have done that, all you need to do is click a checkbox, and we will be able to talk only over that private IP address space to that backend. That has been one of the key asks many of our customers had wished for, and we are happy to provide that with this release. Moving on, I'm just showcasing a very simple custom create experience. And here you can see the key steps you take. This is a little bit for more advanced users who are familiar with the product, or they want more customizability right at their fingertips. So this lays out the key steps you take. You start with DNS domains and certificates. That's the first. Imagine you are configuring the front end of your application. So with DNS and domains, we have simplified the process it's much more intuitive now. We are also have enhanced our domain validation process. And instead of only relying on CNAME-based validation, we are encouraging DNS TXT record-based validation. In certificates, we have again simplified the experience even more. Azure Frontdoor offers fully Azure managed certificates. So for your validated domains, you don't need to do anything. You don't have to go and buy a certificate and manage the lifecycle of the certificate. And we will take care of procuring the certificate, installing it across 160 plus POPs all over the world. And we will also be taking care of expiry of those certificates and rotating it much before it approaches its expiry. So this is a very simple user experience where you can configure your SSL and forget about that. We will take care of all of that. But we also provide you flexibility to bring your own certificate if you so desire. And the integration continuously monitors for new versions of that certificate. So in case that certificate is about to expire, we will automatically fetch it from your key vault and install it with us. You can always override and force Azure Frontdoor to get a latest version of the certificate. I covered very briefly the origins which we support. We will be adding support for more origins. You can have web app, application gateway, storage, custom origins, all of which I described earlier. Here in the second step, you also configure your load balancing as well as your health probing. Finally, now that you have configured your front end and the origins where the backend traffic is going, you get to routes, which essentially are the place where we stitch together the backend and the front end. So front end receives the traffic and backend is where we forward the traffic to or fetch cacheable content from, and routes is which merges these two concepts together. Finally, at the step four, we have WAF bot detection and DDoS integration. In my demo, you will see how simply we can do this with either an existing WAF policy, or you can create a new WAF configuration policy as well. Very shortly, I will also cover a few announcements on what we are doing in the WAF, the enhancements which we have made in this space. Forward, the third key tenant which we are announcing today is advanced analytics. This is a single pane of glass. These are pre-built reports which we are providing directly. And they provide a lot of data which you would be requiring in your summary view as well as day-to-day operations. We have enhanced the diagnostics logs which we generate for more fields like what was the backend response time, or what was the backend HTTP status code. What is the end-to-end latency? So we have enhanced our diagnostics logging so that you can ingest that data and perform rich analytics on top of it. We are launching new matrices. The pages in the link will take you to all the new matrices which we are launching. But again, the idea over here is give more capability directly to the customer. More matrices are available. You will be able to see more breakdown of latency. What is your end-to-end latency? What part of latency is contributed by your backend fetch? Then you would be able to see what is the backend status code. You would be able to see what is my average throughput? What is my cache hit ratio? All of those metric information is available to you. Now with analytics, we have taken that and we provide you summary views, which could be daily, which could be a weekly or a monthly summary view. And then right at your fingertips, you have information on geographical information of where my traffic is coming from. What is my cache hit ratio? Azure Front Door can support many different domains within their endpoints. So you could be able to break down the traffic distribution on a per domain basis. All of the information which I talked about, where the traffic is coming from, where is it going, you can either view it collectively or you can see it on a per domain basis as well. So this is a very rich set of analytics which is pre-built and presented to you as a pre-canned report. You can obviously download all of our diagnostics logs and perform even more analytics and more queries and more operations on them, but these give you very quick overview of how your site is performing, what is the security status of your site. So with that, I will go into a demo and I'll showcase you these capabilities which I just talked about, both simple create and custom create, and how easy it is to onboard a domain with Azure Front Door, and how do you get certificates for these, and how do you stitch route together and have a end-to-end working web application in just a few clicks and in a few minutes.
So with that, let's transition to a demo. So I already have purchased contoso-afdpreview.com, and then I'm hosting this on Azure DNS. You can host it either on Azure DNS or you can continue hosting with the DNS provider where you purchase the domain from. For simplicity and better integration, I am integrating with Azure DNS. So as you can see, contoso.afdpreview.com is set up as a DNS zone, and it has no TXT or CNAME records. Let's go to Front Doors. When you search for Front Door, you will see we now list all the major SKUs. So classic Front Door, partner CDN, your Microsoft CDN profiles, as well as the new AFT Front Door SKUs will all be listed in this same listing page. The service type will help you differentiate which Front Door offering it is, either the new one or the classic Front Door or partner offerings. So let's go to add Front Door. Here you can see in creation of Front Door, we have a quick create experience. If you just wanted to get started add a single origin. We also have a fully customizable custom create option for more advanced use cases. Here you have complete control. You can choose your origin, you can choose your routes, you can choose your path within route, you can choose your caching, compression. So you have full control over here. In addition to that, we also give a guided experience to the users. You can choose queue by scenario. And depending on your major scenario, whether it's static web app, media, we offer recommendations. You can, if you wanted to go and explore the classic offerings, the classic Front Door, as well as the classic Microsoft standard CDN, then you can click here and you can choose those offerings as well. So they continue to be supported and they exist here. In this demo, we'll go through the custom create workflow. So continue. We are going to create a new resource group. I I'm going to choose the security optimized premium SKU. You can choose standard or premium. Standard SKU is content delivery optimized and does offer most of front door and CDN features, whereas premium SKU offers everything which standard offers as well as WAF functionality. We'll click next. You are greeted with a secrets screen where you, if you have your own certificates, if you wanted to bring your own certificates, then you would add them. You would add a key vault, give permissions, and import certificates. Refer to documentation for those details over here. In this use case, we are going to use Azure Managed Certificates. So the first step you do is create an endpoint. Think of endpoint as multiple slots within your front door profile, where each of these endpoints will have their own domain, and they can add multiple custom domains over there. So we are going to create a simple endpoint. We'll leave it enabled, and we are going to add it. And as you can see, a single endpoint has domains which receive the traffic, origin groups where you send the traffic, and routes which merge these two concepts together. They dictate which domain traffic goes to which origin group, and they have additional functionality. So for this demo, we'll add a simple origin group. I already have a web app, which I'm going to add. So I'm going to choose app service. Now, as you can see, you can also enable private link on this. There is already a demo for this. I would refer you to go through that demo. In this use case, we will not enable private link. This will be a public endpoint, public origin. With that, we added the origin group. And finally, we create a route. So here we are seeing all traffic received on Contoso EP001 Azure FD.NET will go to Contoso OG, origin group. The routing to the backend will match incoming requests. So if it is HTTPS, it will send HTTPS traffic to the backend. And if it is HTTP, then it will send HTTP. Let's enable caching as well. And for good measure, let's enable compression as well. So front door can add value with accelerating both dynamic as well as static content. At this point, you do not add rules engine. But once you have added a route, you can come back and override all of these settings with rules engine. Now, finally, we will add a WAF. Let's create a new WAF profile. And let's add bot protection. So now we'll be creating a WAF profile, which will have Azure managed rule sets as well as bot protection rule sets. We will choose the existing domain and add. Finally, we go and click on create once the validation has passed. Now this will take a few seconds to deploy. Great. At this point, you can see that the resource, front door resource, has been created. So let's go to that resource. Straight away at the overview, you can see that we have Contoso preview. And in properties, you will also see that a quick glimpse of what has been created so far. So we have created an endpoint, which contains a route. It contains an origin group. and there are no custom domains. So Frontdoor is ready to receive traffic at this domain, but that's not what you want to use. You want to use your own custom domain. So let's see the experience on how do we onboard that. So we'll go to the domains and we will add a new custom domain. As I said, we are going to use Azure Managed DNS. So I'm going to choose that. And I'm going to choose contoso-afd-preview.com, the one which I had. Let's add a www custom domain. So now this is the custom domain which I want to onboard to Frontdoor. In this use case, we are going to use Azure Managed Certificate, which is what is recommended. But you have also the choice to bring your own secrets. If you have created your own certificate, then you could choose that at this point as well. It will be in this drop-down. Let's go ahead and add this. And you will see that we are adding a custom domain and it is in pending validation state. This step will take a few seconds. Now you can see the validation state has changed to pending, which means that the domain has been added, but we still need to validate this domain and prove ownership of this domain. In these Frontdoor queues, we do it exclusively through DNS TXT record-based validation. So let's go ahead and do that. As you see, it is saying that you must use this TXT record. If you were hosted in an external DNS, then you would add a TXT record and this is the value you would set. In this case, since you are hosted with Azure DNS, we have made this step very simple. All you need to do is click on this add. And you can see that it is updating the DNS record automatically. So if we go to our DNS and refresh here, it should have added a www.txt record with that value. So at this point, it is ready to validate. All we need to do is refresh the status and wait for it to validate. This step takes a minute. Great. So now you can see after a minute or so, the validation status has changed and it says that domain has been verified. We can close this window and refresh here. And you can see the validation state has changed from pending to approved. Now, the domain is onboarded and validated, but it is not associated to any endpoint. That's why it is saying that it is not associated. So you could just click here and associate it to the endpoint which we created. So at this point, we will choose the earlier endpoint and we will choose the single route which we had created. So now, www.contoso-afdpreview.com will go to this route, which will send it to the origin group which we had created earlier, which was the Azure web app. So now we can just click on associate. At this point, it is going to associate the custom domain, but it will also take the certificate which we had created through Azure Managed Certificate and deploy it to all the edges around the world. So that deployment takes around 3 to 4 minutes to complete. So while it goes through the deployment, I wanted to show that in the overview, now you can see that here are the endpoints and it also is showing that it has a custom domain. And it is showing whether which route this custom domain is associated to. You can also at this point see that we have added quite a few enhancements. With this release, we have added more matrices. You will see all the matrices which were available through Azure CDN or Azure Frontdoor all together over here. And we have also enhanced those matrices Now you can see percentage of 4xx, percentage of 5xx, origin latency, and you know these kind of matrices which show up over here. In diagnostic settings, if you see, you can go and enable diagnostics at this point. One significant addition in diagnostic settings is addition of front door health probe lock. So at this point, if you enable your diagnostics, you can easily see in front door health probe log all the origins which are in unhealthy state, and it will also specify from which origin they seem to be unhealthy and why they seem to be unhealthy. So this is a great new addition in debugging your origin health status. So at this point, let's wait for a few minutes, and then in that time, the certificate would have propagated. While we are waiting, I also wanted to show few reports which we have added with this launch. So let's go. Since this is a new front door and there is no traffic, we won't be able to see all of the data. So I'm going to switch to a different front door where we have already sent some amount of data. So now you would see in the reports section that this is showing you the reports for overall usage. So if you had multiple domains, there is only one domain, so it is showing you usage for that just one domain, and you are going to see things like total request, cache hit ratio, 5xx error rate, latency, figures like those. If you had multiple domains, it would show you cumulative average, as well as you would be able to see for a single domain what is the summary. Similarly, you would be able to see your usage, data transferred, total number of requests, requests by per protocol, bandwidth and latency average, and HTTP status code. You can also see where traffic is coming from to your domain. So it shows you a geolocation data, and it also shows you cache hit ratio and cache miss ratio. It will show you top URLs, top referrers, and top user agents to your site. If you click on security, it is also going to show you a pre-canned security report, which shows you how many requests have been blocked, how many WAF rule sets have been matched, how many custom rules or bot rules have been triggered. And it gives you a full indication of that. It also shows you breakups by your event type, rule, which rule groups have been invoked, and who are the top countries which are trying to trigger these alerts. So where are the agents where these alerts are coming from by a country basis, and which client IPs are the most prominent in triggering these WAF rules. So these pre-canned reports are also available to you. Now, while it has been setting the certificate, let's go ahead and do the final step. You will need to remove this TXT record. So I'm going to delete that and CNAME it to rContoso. So let's go to the overview. And or we can go to the endpoint and copy this. This time we'll create a CNAME record and alias that to the endpoint which we have. So now your front door is ready to receive traffic. Let's see if the certificate propagation has completed. And you can see it has completed the certificate propagation. You can see the correct certificate is attached. The certificate is issued to Contoso AFD preview, and it is valid for 180 days. We will automatically renew it 90 days before expiry. That concludes the demo. Thank you.
Great. So hopefully that demo showed you how easy and how intuitive we have made the new Azure front door SKUs to integrate and get up and running with a secure CDN DSA global load balancer in just a few clicks. Now coming to pricing, these new SKUs which I talked about, we have named them standard and premium. They are a combined platform for static and dynamic delivery. The natural question is, how do I choose which SKU is the best for me? Again, we have made this very simple. Standard SKU contains all the features of the classic Frontdoor and Azure CDN by Microsoft. So you get the custom domains and certificates experience. You get static and dynamic acceleration. You get global load balancing, advanced rules engine, logs, metrics, and analytics, which I talked about. We are very happy to announce signed URL supported in this standard SKU as well. This has been a very common ask from our customers. And on the same SKU, you also are able to do WAF custom rules, which enables you to do things like rate limiting or geofencing your traffic. So you may be able to say only accept traffic from North America and nowhere else, or block traffic from a particular region. Now the second SKU is more advanced SKU, which is very heavily focused on security. It contains all the features from standard, and here we give you every possible capability of WAF currently. So you get managed rules, you get DDoS capabilities, you get bot mitigation capabilities. And then as I talked earlier about private backends, Frontdoor talking directly to private IPs using private link, that capability is also available in the premium SKU. So now that I have talked about when to choose which SKU, the natural next question is, what is the pricing on these SKUs? Continuing the same philosophy of simplifying user experience, we have simplified the pricing as well. No more you have to pay different things for WAF and separate things for Frontdoor on number of rules. All of that is simplified. You have three main meters. One, you have a minimum commitment. We have $35 per month for standard and $330 per month for premium. But more importantly, this is the minimum commitment. It includes equivalent traffic in egress and RPS already into that. So if you are consuming more than $35 worth of egress, then your minimum commit already covers that much of traffic in terms of egress. So it's baked in. Only when you exceed that limit, then the next set of meters kicked in. So after minimum commit, the next set is the primary meter on egress. So for most customers, the egress meter will be the most primary meter for you. Here we have tiered rates, and we go from zero to all the way to 500 terabytes, which is published. For anything more than 500 terabytes, I would instruct you to contact us. Our business desk will offer you even better prices than what is listed over here. So you can see the tiered prices broken up by first 10 terabytes, then next 40 terabytes, and then next 100 and next 350. If you combine them, you get up to 500 terabytes, and those are the tiered prices. For dynamic customers who are not relying only on caching, there are secondary meters which they need to think about. These are the total number of requests Frontdoor is serving. And for cache misses, how much of data transfer is being sent to the inbound path, to the origins. So those are the next set of two meters, and this will complete the conceptual model. Now, you have a number on minimum commit, primary meter, and secondary meter, and a second set of numbers on premium SKU. But you realize there is no different number on WAF. There is no additional meters. With these minimum commitments, egress fee, and request and DTI fee, those are all the fees which you pay. So you can see that we have made it more predictable, and we are working on more capabilities in this, which we will announce shortly. Coming to roadmap, let's go in what is being announced today and what is upcoming. This is a public preview. So let's just take a quick recap of what we have launched already on the classic Azure front door. We launched support for multiple origins. We went GA with Rules Engine very shortly. And we went, we also some time ago launched wildcard hosts. On Azure CDN, we also announced CDN logs. Now today, with Azure front door standard, we are announcing unified AFD offering, signed URLs, custom domains, analytics and metrics enhancements, and Rules Engine enhancements. Rules Engine enhancement, we'll go much deeper into a follow-up session, but just a quick summary, with Rules Engine enhancements, we are also able to do server variable support. Upcoming, very shortly at around GA timeframe, we are going to also include support for our two most common asks, WebSocket and mutual authentication right at the edge. So this is upcoming. We are working very hard towards finishing this work item, and this will be available at GA timeframe. And we are also working on origin and token auth, which will be coming shortly after GA. In premium SKU, which was security focused SKU, we are announcing today private link support, fully integrated WAF in with no additional pricing. And we are also announcing default ruleset 2.0, which operates on CRS 3.2 and anomaly scoring system. So default ruleset or DRS 2.0 has been customized to reduce false positives even further for your application. We are also previewing the bot mitigation capabilities and WAF analytics as part of our analytics portfolio. We are also integrating Sentinel and ASC integration with the premium SKU. Upcoming on WAF side and on security, we will be doing advanced bot mitigation, which will be more behavioral. So stay tuned for that. And with that, that's all I had to present in this announcement. Back to you, Albert.
Thank you, Amit, for sharing such valuable information. It is really great and exciting to see front door coming together with a combination of CDN and security. And I believe that this is really a very important technology to protect all the mission critical applications.